How much can you tell from these workouts as opposed to, say, you know, when camp starts, they get pads on? What kind of things are you looking for? What can you tell?
Right. You know, that's a very good question, because I think, obviously, when you get the pads on, that's, you know, that's when you really get a good look at the linemen and your running game and your run defense and things like that, and how guys tackle and how they are on special teams. So, you know, to me, this is a lot about, you know, watching everybody out on the field, their conditioning level, their ability to take the installation from one day to the next day to the next day, how they learn, you know, how they compete out here. You can really see that too. And I think just with all that being said, I think these guys have to this point, they've done everything we've asked them to do.
Overall impressions are what you expected, Bill, or
take your mic down, my mic down. You know, I don't really have any expectations. I think it's more about day to day. You know, you go out there and you meet in the morning, you have a walkthrough, and you make sure that the guys understand what the tempo of practice is and the plays that you're going to try to execute and the drills that you're going to try to execute. And like I said, to this point, these guys have really done a good job of following our lead and working hard and trying to do their jobs.
What have you seen from Ryan Fitzpatrick so far?
You know, with all the quarterbacks, I've seen guys that are smart, really fun guys to coach. You can see the improvement from meeting to meeting as far as their knowledge of the game, and it's just a good group of guys to be around.
Working with Romeo, and how is your veterans adapting to his style and strategy?
You know, Romeo's been doing it for a long time, and he's a really good guy to have on the staff for a lot of different reasons. Number one, his job as the defensive coordinator. I think he's one of the best. I know when I was hiring him, I knew that he was a guy that when we had gone against him when I was in New England, it was a difficult deal to go against. So that was part of it. And then also the big part of it is his knowledge of the game and his resume, you know, and what he brings to our staff and the level of respect that he brings to the football field.
Is that important for you to have a defensive coordinator with that much experience, with you being in your first year as an NFL head coach?
Well, I just, you know, again, I think it's important in the fact that Romeo's a hell of a football coach, and he's here, and he's been a coordinator and obviously been a head coach, and you know, all the guys that have played for him hold him in high regard, and you know, like I said, he's a very valuable member of our coaching staff.
Both the Astros and the Rockets rely heavily on advanced analytics in both their game day and their non-game day preparation.
Right.
What is your view of the use of analytics as it relates to this team?
Yeah, we use that quite a bit. We use it in the draft. We use it especially when we get towards the season. Probably not so much now in the mini camps, but we'll use analytics when we get into the season and look at different ways to study our opponents. But again, at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, how you play when you're out here on the field. But anything that you can look at that can help you get an edge in a game plan or in a you know, your knowledge of the draft or your knowledge of free agency, those things always help. I think it's really important to gather as much information as you can.
Bill, what kind of players?
DeAndre Hop down here, bro.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts on Hopkins as a player?
Young player, works hard, trying to do his job, trying to learn what to do, and I have really enjoyed being around all those receivers. These guys are working extremely hard, and he's part of that group.
Originally said you didn't see a slot receiver currently on the roster. With Mike Thomas coming in, how has he been playing in that role?
Yeah, I think, you know, I did say that. And, you know, now being out here for a few days, including our coaching sessions, I think that there are a few guys, including Mike, that have the skill set to play in the slot and play outside. So, yeah, that's why these camps are good.
Watch Teddy Bridgewater throw live. Now watching Fitzpatrick live and Bridgewater, how much similarities do you see in their strengths and weaknesses?
I don't get into the comparison between a college player and a pro player. I mean, there's absolutely no comparison there. You're talking about a guy that's played 10 years in the NFL versus a kid that's, you know, just graduating from college. Like, there's no comparison there.
Bill, can you tell us what Vrabel brings to your staff?
Yeah, you know, again, a lot of experience as a player and as a coach. You know, he's been in different schemes already as a coach, which is really good. And just his knowledge of the game really stood out to me when I was in New England when he was a player. You know, he was a very intelligent guy, a guy that had a 14-year career, you know, because he worked hard. He was obviously had a really good skill set, but he was intelligent, and he understood how to take care of his body and all those things. And now as a coach, he can relate his understanding of the schemes, but also his understanding of how to have a long career in this league and how to do it. And so I think he's another guy, just like all these guys on our staff. They all bring a lot of value to our staff.
Have you seen, I've heard that he and Brian Cushing are kind of similar people. Have you seen similarities between those two guys?
I think every guy's different, Tanya. You know, I don't get into comparisons. I know that those guys are enjoying being coached by him, just like I said, because of his knowledge of our defense and his coaching ability, and also the fact that he played a lot of football in this league. So, but I don't get into comparisons of this guy's like that guy or similarities. Every person in this group, every person in that team meeting room, everybody's different.
Bill, how do you kind of set your day for tomorrow, where you've got to be out here for a couple hours and kind of reset?
Yeah.
For an evening of a draft, which, you know, you've got the first pick,
right?
Everything else that can happen.
Right. It'll be a fun day, but you know, there's been a lot of preparation for both events. So the practice, we've been preparing for this practice for a long time, you know, so these practices, so we're ready to go for tomorrow. We may tweak a couple things based on what we saw the last 2 days, but we're ready to go for the practice. And then for the draft, we've been preparing for the draft for quite a bit, quite a long time. And we're ready to go on that, and looking forward to, like I said yesterday, working with Rick and his guys and trying to improve our team.
What has that process been like so far, you and Rick working together to kind of figure out who fits the team the best?
Yeah, I think it's been a great process for me, you know, just to you know, have a guy like Rick who's been in this league for a long time, who's, you know, done a really good job of drafting, I believe, here, and to learn how he does it. And then, you know, obviously add my two cents where I can to help him. It's been a really enjoyable experience. We communicate well. We meet every day, probably twice a day, and it's been fun to be a part of that.